Hey, Don, have you ever heard of magnesite?
That's a rock, isn't it, Yayo?
Right. It's a carbonate mineral, which means it captures CO2 when it's formed. That got some scientists wondering if they could use it to capture some of the excess CO2 in our atmosphere. Researchers have been working on ways to create the mineral in the lab to bring us one step closer to that idea. It's tricky because magnesite usually takes a very long time to form on the Earth's surface, up to 11,000 years at one site in British Columbia, where groundwater moving through rocks becomes enriched with magnesium and carbonate ions, and the ions eventually react to form magnesite.
Yeah, waiting around for 11,000 years doesn't sound great.
When researchers tried to recreate the process in the lab, they found out why it takes so long. They added magnesium and carbonate ions to water and found that the water molecules surround the magnesium ions, preventing them from bonding to the carbonate ions. To get around this problem, researchers added microspheres coated with a molecule called carboxyl to the mix, which successfully pulled the water away and let the magnesium and carbonate ions react. After that, it took about 72 days for the magnesite to form.
I'm guessing this is no magic solution, though.
Definitely not. Scientists have only created a tiny amount of magnesite, and it's really expensive to remove CO2 from the air. Some scientists say the idea isn't viable, and either way, it needs a lot more research.
But hey, at least we've cut down the amount of time the research takes. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.